Chapter 7. Eve's Family. In Eden City, people didn't have brothers and sisters. They were born in the New Life Centre.
BZ and Eve stood in the front garden. There were a lot of trees in the garden and a child's bicycle. "I don't want to come in," said BZ. But the front door of the house opened. Two small boys ran out.
"Eve! It's Eve! She's home!" they shouted happily.
Eve opened her arms and they ran into them.
"BZ, these boys are my brothers. This is Daniel, he's 9, and this is Peter, he's 6.
"Hello," said BZ. "This is nice." But he wasn't happy. He was very embarrassed. In Eden City, people didn't have brothers and sisters. They were born in the New Life Centre, and then they moved to the Little People's Park. Later, they worked or they studied. The younger boy took BZ's hand.
"Would you like to see Miranda? Her babies were born last week. They're lovely."
Eve laughed when she saw BZ's face. "Miranda's our dog, BZ. Don't worry."
"And then," said the other boy, "I'll show you my new camera. Eve gave it to me for my birthday. It's wonderful."
"Later, boys, later," said Eve. "Perhaps BZ would like to wash his hands. Where are Mum and Dad?"
"They went to the supermarket," said Daniel. "They'll be back in 10 or 15 minutes, said Peter.
Eve smiled. "Good. Can you take BZ inside and show him the bathroom?" BZ followed the boys into the house. It was dark inside. There was a smell of fruit. "It's a funny house," he thought. "Everything's old. The pictures on the walls are strange too." He looked at a photograph of a pretty girl in a long white dress.
"Is that Eve?"
"Here's the bathroom," said Daniel.
"We'll wait for you in the garden," said Peter.
BZ closed the bathroom door and turned on the water. He looked at his face.
"Do I look different? Am I changing?"
He washed his hands and face.
"This is a family, and it's not bad. Eve's little brothers aren't ugly. They're very nice."
Suddenly, he felt afraid.
"I'm not thinking the right things. Why am I here? Why aren't I in my classroom in Eden City? This is wrong, wrong."
He opened the bathroom door and went out. He could hear people in another room. A door opened.
"BZ," Eve called, "come into the living room."
He walked into a big, sunny room.
"Dad, I'd like you to meet BZ. He's a student at my school. BZ, this is my father."
When BZ saw her father's face, he suddenly felt ill. The man was old. His hair was white and his face was ugly. BZ couldn't move. He couldn't take the old man's hand.
"It's all right," said Eve's father. "I understand. I'm 60 years old, and in your world, you don't see old men."
60, thought BZ. "How is this possible? In Eden City, there are no people older than 25.
In BZ's world of young and beautiful people, life ended at 25. On their 25th birthday, people went happily to the long dream. That was the procedure. The living room door opened.
Hello, said a woman. We have a visitor, I see.
BZ, this is my mother.
BZ looked quickly at the woman. Then he looked away again. She was old too, but it was worse in her. She had Eve's beautiful face, but it was old and tired. One day Eve too.
BZ turned and ran out of the house, out of the garden. He had to get away. Away from these bad things.
Wait, BZ! Wait for me!
It was Eve. He stopped and waited for her.
Please, please try the real world. I'll show you more.
I don't want to see more. Please take me back to Eden City. I hate this. I'm sorry.
Eve looked at him angrily. Then she said,
All right. I was wrong. You aren't different. You can't understand. You can't understand because you really are a student of Eden City. Wait here. I'll call a taxi and it will take us back into town.